Our thanks to Dale Lawley and Craig Wolfley for waiting patiently. Practice is over, so let's head down to the field to see what happened today.
Well, Bob and Missy, as you can see behind us, practice is already broken up for the day as the Steelers finished up their practices to get ready for the game against the New York Giants, their first preseason game on Friday. And Wolf, as usual, we were sitting out in front of the fire. We do you follow us in a morning show, and we were sitting there the other day, and Ed Bouchette came over and asked you an important question, and it was about the offensive line and the best offensive line in Steelers history.
Well, it's because Ed's a well-versed guy, see, and he knows fat is where it's at. So you talk about the lines, see, all the hogs up front. And one of the things he was doing was comparing different eras, lines in different eras. And this year, this era of offensive linemen right here, they last year gave up a sack every one out of about 30 attempts. Outstanding. I mean, that's just outstanding. You compare that to Tomlin's first year with Ben Roethlisberger, where they gave up a sack roughly one out of every 10 attempts. But I compare it back to in the 80s, we had a sack ratio of about one out of every 19 to 21. I'm trying to remember. Of course, having flunked math a couple of times.
Well, you forget about those sacks. That's the idea.
You got to put them out of your mind. But it's funny because this offensive line has really grown and really done a great job of protecting Ben.
They really have. And, of course, leading into that, we will not see Ben Roethlisberger in the preseason game on Friday. It's going to be the two young guys, and they're going to get their shot. Josh Dobbs getting the start in that game. And I think a lot of people in Steelers Nation ready to see that young man play.
Well, you want to see him because he is really, he's quick of mind, he's quick of foot. You watch him when he starts to get on the perimeter. He's not afraid to tuck it and go. He'll tuck it on the seven shots and score from 2 yards out and so forth. But he's had a little accuracy problem. Sometimes he throws too flat a ball, hasn't got the touchdown thing yet. When I say touchdown, I'm talking about being able to elevate a two ball over the inside linebackers or whatever. So he hasn't really found his accuracy totally yet, but that's just part of the growing pains.
Yeah, and Bart Houston will get the second shot. He's the other young guy in camp, and he got the shot, the chance today in seven shots, and actually threw one touchdown pass, had a couple others broken up. He's a young man from Wisconsin that is more of a pocket passer. And we'll see how he does in that game as well on Friday.
Well, he's a cheese eater, man. He'll do just fine. He's ready to roll, man.
Wolf, one of the guys I know that we're both looking forward to seeing in this game is Tyler Matakevich.
Yes. One of the things I love about Tyler Matakevich, and we've seen him, he's had a lot of time filling in for Ryan Shazier. But we watched him today on the pitch to the back, running guys out of bounds. He's got a natural GPS in him, tracking those backs, trying to stay inside out. He does a great job of using the boundary as a 12th defender. The other thing about him is he's a coach's son, so he's a film rat. He has one of these intuitive guys that he reads the scouting report, he watches so much film, he does a great job of breaking down the plays before they actually happen, you know. And when you got that sort of samurai sixth sense going, that's something that you can make up those steps that he lacks at a 4.81 40. That ain't the greatest 40 time. Matter of fact, I ran a 4.82. So the
not that you're bragging,
not that I'm bragging, but okay, maybe the old man throws one out there every now and then. But the point being is that for Tyler, he can shave those steps that he needs that's not speed bound. He does it with his
brain.
There are
no wasted steps.
Exactly.
Speaking of that, we did see James Conner out there again today. He did not practice, though, with the team and the team portion of the practice. It was all individual drills. He did take one shot in that boundary drill, though.
He did, indeed. He had a little wiggle to him, and, of course, it was said, you know, you can bless him, but you may not hit upon him. And thereupon, he had the wiggle, and he out-wiggled somebody. But I'm looking forward to see what this young man could do when he fully gets operational.
Yeah, he will not play Friday, I would assume. He is
right.
not yet ready to go for that. One guy who did get leave practice today was Trey Williams, number 35, the rookie out of Texas A&M, or first-year player of Texas A&M. Looked like a hamstring injury. That could hold him back, and that will give Terrell Watson another chance. The nightmare. To impress.
Exactly. The nightmare may get called upon, certainly in short yardage situations, but Trey Williams, I'm disappointed for him. This is one of the guys that, in the open field, it's kind of like trying to swat a butterfly with hiccups. I mean, it's really difficult to get a good beat on this guy and to get a good thud. I've yet to see him, but he really thud him in the open field.
Yeah, that's a shame. Of course, Fitzgerald Toussaint will get the start. We'll see what he can do with the ones, and we'll go from there.
Fitz Toussaint, you know, lean and mean. He's dropped that 20. He looks faster. He looks quicker. And he looks more determined. I like what I'm seeing in him. He's a guy that I think, boy, get a bunch of carries this Friday night. Show what you can do.
Well, Wolf, you'll be there on the sidelines. Of course, we'll see how the Steelers play in that game against the Giants. In the meantime, I'm Dale Lawley for Craig Wolfley. And back to you, Bob and Missy.
All right, guys, thanks so much for today's practice report. Time now for another break. When we return, Tunch Ilkin has your keys to the game.